you know, with something like this, do you even need somewhat of an initial investment? Or is it, you know, obviously starting an Instagram account is free.
Yeah.
So I don't know though, did you need to maybe, you know, off the top of my head with a fitness page, maybe you need to start making sure your gym fit is looking power, or I don't know. Is there anything that you needed to actually invest in monetary wise?
Well, obviously, like you said, starting an Instagram page is free, which is one of the benefits. Unfortunately, with starting an Instagram page is you don't make money.
Yeah.
So I've always been hesitant to put money into my page when I know that I'm theoretically not making anything off of it. I still don't. Like, my Instagram is just, it's just for fun. It's just like, I have partnerships with brands who I enjoy working with, but it's not all about the money for me. Luckily, I don't rely on it as my main source of income. But as I have grown in following, then I have obviously felt pressure to up the quality of my content. Then it's like, okay, now I need to buy a really nice vlogging camera or a really nice wireless microphone that I can do mic'd up content with, which I recently did.
In the gym?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I bought one of the Rode Wireless Go microphones. I've been too shy to go into the gym and use it because, yeah. I mean, you know where we live. Like, it's a little bit more conservative out here compared to like being in central Cape Town where every other person's an influencer. And if you walk into a gym, everyone's filming.
Yeah.
So it was an expensive investment. So I need to start using it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just about finding that confidence, I think.
I was going to ask because like I don't think I'd feel very comfortable to like film. Even just film myself, even when I film for fun, you know, in the gym, I'm not a fitness influencer, but like, has that been quite a, I guess you would say like a hurdle to try to get over? Cause I feel like doing that, it's quite unique-ish, right?
Mm.
So you're like, you'd be able to step your content up maybe and, you know, provide better quality. Like you said, you've also bought a new mic, but like, I don't know. Have you been able to break through that, or what's the game plan there? Are you going to just go for it and start recording with the mic and stuff, or are you like trying to find a way to do it that keeps you comfortable?
So my game plan was to kind of just go into the gym and start recording like maybe 2 weeks ago. And then it was school holidays, so the gym was packed, as in like not one piece of equipment free, and that was just a bit too much. I'm like, I don't want to interrupt other people's workouts. This is a public space. Like, no one else here consented to be on camera. You know what I'm saying? So I try and be cognizant of that too. So this hasn't been the right timing. But I think now that public holidays and stuff are over, I'm just going to jump in and try and do it.
Cause yeah, yeah.
It's never going to be easier.
Like, yeah, you got nothing to lose, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think we think people are looking at us a lot more than they actually are.
100%. Yeah. Especially in the gym.